We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no interest financing plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the experts with Carrier and Choate and receive up to 72 months no interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry. These specials won't last long, so call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Election Day is November 3rd. If you plan to vote by mail, plan ahead at usps.com/voting info. There, you will find helpful resources, such as guidance for successfully using the mail, links to find your state's rules and deadlines, information for military and overseas voters, and more. The U.S. Postal Service is ready to deliver for you. Make sure you're ready, too. Start today at usps.com/voting info.
I bought football tickets for my husband, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate feeling manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. Get privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parrish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adolph's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day just as best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and wedding
rings. I hope you aren't looking forward to watching the face of college football play college football this weekend, because not going to happen. Trevor Lawrence, the long-haired quarterback of the number one ranked team in the country, the presumed number one pick of the next NFL draft, has been sidelined by COVID-19. Won't matter much, if at all, against Boston College, but the next game next weekend is against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in South Bend, Indiana. And so the big question is, will Trevor Lawrence, A, fill up to it? I mean, he does have a virus now. B, be cleared to play if he does fill up to it in advance of that top five showdown between what should be undefeated teams. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, Dan Walken is going to join me, national columnist, USA Today. So I'll continue the Trevor Lawrence conversation with him. I'll also ask him about Memphis-Cincinnati tomorrow at Nippert Stadium. Dan Walken going to join me in the next segment. When I finish that, I'm going to take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them the crossover classic in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, now needs another team. Memphis is in. Six other teams are in. But Utah, which was supposed to be a participant, is now out because of the rising COVID-19 numbers in the state of South Dakota. We'll get into that right around 444. Steve Nash is assembling his staff in Brooklyn, and his old head coach is going to be his new assistant coach. So that's an interesting story. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. Bennett, you tried to tell me last night you were interested in that Thursday night football game.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of okay.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't awful.
It was kind of fun.
I on principle, because I wanted to be principled and say, I don't care about this game, so I'm not even going to watch this game. I didn't turn it on. But then I saw people tweeting about it over and over again. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn this on. Yeah. And then I watched maybe the last quarter and a half, and I was interested.
I had a good time.
It was fine. Talk about Thursday night football just before 5 o'clock. And the New York Mets now have the wealthiest owner in Major League Baseball. I hope you guys enjoyed the Metropolitan sucking for the past 40 years, because it's time to start buying people. Catchers, starting pitchers, relief pitchers, everything. You got a dude worth lots of billions. The real-life Bobby Axelrod. It's time to buy a world championship, for crying out loud. We'll talk about that during four notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Cock is just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go. I got a Dateline preview. Bennett, this is a real-life mystery.
Oh.
It's a real-life mystery
okay. We're
dealing with this time. This ain't something from 40 years ago.
Is it an unsolved mystery?
Unsolved mystery.
Oh, my God.
We have an unsolved mystery.
Ooh, one just hour, in time for Halloween. Very
one
kooky.
One-hour edition of I mean, I think I solved it, but it is technically a unsolved mystery tonight on Dateline. I don't even want to make you wait to know. I want you to understand what we're getting involved in tonight. Yeah. Keith Morrison's reporting.
Nice. It is Halloween weekend.
It's Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
Keith Morrison needs to be reporting. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the biggest sports news of the past 24 hours. Broke last night, shortly after I got home. Trevor Lawrence has tested positive for COVID-19. He's the quarterback of the nation's number one team, Clemson Tigers. He is the presumed number one pick of the next NFL draft. He is the face and the hair of college football. Now he's in isolation with symptoms, hoping to be ready for next weekend's game against fourth-ranked Notre Dame. The official story is that he tested positive on Wednesday. In other words, the test was administered on Wednesday, and then the result came back on Thursday. That's why it was announced last night. First broken by the NFL Network and then confirmed by Clemson and Trevor Lawrence himself. It's just wild everything about everything in this world right now is wild.
Mm-hmm.
But Trevor Lawrence, of course, was asked about the rising COVID-19 numbers just a day before he was administered this test. Rising numbers all over the country, trending the wrong direction, week over week, deaths up, hospitalizations up. I know nobody cares anymore, but, like, the numbers aren't good. And so Trevor Lawrence was asked about this on Tuesday, and here's what he said. He said, you know, we do know that at some point in this season, it's more likely than not that somebody on our team is going to test positive. Just with the way this virus is and how fast it spreads, you just never know. End quote. Well, now we know. It's you. Mm-hmm. It's you. And how about this? He's the only positive test so far in this round of testing at Clemson. So they tested everybody on Wednesday. They got one positive test. And it happens to be the most famous player in college football, the future number one pick in the draft. He is the most famous college athlete to this point to test positive for COVID-19. And the good news for Clemson, because you immediately start talking about contact tracing and what other parts of your team might get wiped out, the good news for Clemson is that unless there is additional positive test in the next round of testing, which I believe would be today, contact tracing probably isn't going to destroy them the way it would destroy other teams, because A, Trevor Lawrence is a quarterback. He can be separated from the rest of the team for most of the time he's around the team. B, he lives alone. This is what when I talk to basketball coaches, they are most concerned about that when they get a player test positive, the contact tracing is going to knock out the rest of the team. And not only because they're all practicing together, but because four dudes live together.
Yep.
The way the guidelines are written for certain leagues, John Calipari talked about this last night. It's not just if you've had close contact with a positive case. It's if you've had 15 minutes of close contact with a confirmed case. So if I were tomorrow a confirmed COVID-19 test as a college basketball player, if you guarded me for 7 minutes in practice yesterday, contact tracing wouldn't necessarily knock you out. But if you guarded me for 17 minutes, it would. And so what they're doing at Kentucky, and obviously they're not doing this everywhere because not everybody's got Kentucky's money, but it's fascinating how much thought they put into it. The Kentucky basketball players, when they practice, are practicing with chips on their shorts.
Okay.
Little bitty chip. And what that does is measure in real time on a screen that they're looking at how many seconds that, of course, add up to minutes, but to the second, how much time you've spent in close contact with everybody else on the court.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you've got a Kentucky basketball player who has been, you know, they're doing 3-on-3 drills, and the Kentucky basketball player has been guarding this other guy for 13 minutes. They will then literally stop practice and say, get off of him. Go somewhere else. We can't go over the 15-minute number, or else if that person tests positive, you're going to contact trace, and you're out too. So that is the attention to detail that is going on at some athletic programs right now. And at Clemson, obviously they have all of the resources to do everything that they need to do. But the good news, once you establish the bad news, is that your starting quarterback is sidelined with COVID-19. The good news is that it really might not wipe out anybody else. Because a quarterback can be isolated from the rest of the team. They literally wear different colors jerseys in practice so that it's understood you don't get close to them.
Right.
And that's in pre-COVID times. Beyond that, he doesn't have roommates who play football with him, so you're not going to have to contact trace into his apartment or house. So the big question now is not whether he's going to play tomorrow against Boston College. We know that he's not. We also know that it should not matter. But the following Saturday, there is a massive game, arguably right there with Alabama-Georgia, the regular season college football game of the year. And given that Alabama-Georgia is already in our past, this will become the biggest game in our future that is currently scheduled. Both teams undefeated right now. Both teams ranked in the top five. And that it will happen in South Bend under Touchdown Jesus. It's just one of the biggest brands in college football going to Notre Dame with the next number one pick in the draft, in theory, in prime time. Next Saturday night, about as good as it gets. So the question becomes, is Trevor Lawrence going to be available for that? And so to answer that question, the first thing you got to do is run through the ACC COVID-19 Medical Advisory Group protocols. So let me just read that to you, and then we'll talk through it, and I'll tell you how I think they're going to be able to get this done. It says, according to CDC guidance, a student-athlete who tests positive for COVID-19 shall be isolated for at least 10 days from the onset of symptoms or the positive test, and at least 24 hours after recovery, defined as resolution of fever without the use of fever-reducing medications and improvement of respiratory symptoms. Then a student-athlete's medical treatment will be determined by institutional medical staff and be considered unavailable for training, team activities, or gameplay until the student-athlete has both completed necessary isolation and had a medical clearance by team physicians that does include a cardiac evaluation. Now, this is where it gets complicated because Trevor Lawrence tested positive on Wednesday. That is an established fact. The test was taken Wednesday, comes back on Thursday. But Wednesday is the day that he tested positive. And if you start counting forward from there, It is very hard for Trevor Lawrence to play against Notre Dame. And the reason is because of the time it takes to be reacclimated into the program even after you go through your 10 days of isolation. See, it is not, as some were suggesting last night, as simple as he immediately isolates, go through 10 days, and then let's fly him to South Bend and put him in uniform. He then has to go through a process to be reacclimated to the program. And that process involves a cardiac evaluation. And Clemson football players have already had to go through this. Not Trevor Lawrence, not in season, but they have had to go through this. And on average, that process has reportedly taken an extra 2 or 3 days. And so if the 10-day isolation dates back to Wednesday, October 28th, and then you do the 10 days of isolation, and then you go through the process to be reacclimated to the team with the cardiac screening, he is probably not available for the Notre Dame game. So what's the way around that? It's in that first sentence that I read you from the ACC COVID-19 Medical Advisory Group. A student athlete who tests positive for COVID-19 shall be isolated for at least 10 days from the positive test or the onset of symptoms. So the biggest question in college football right now is, when is Clemson going to establish that Trevor Lawrence had an onset of symptoms? If it's Monday, that buys him 2 extra days. If it's Tuesday, that buys him an extra day. And given that they've already established that he does have symptoms, see, this would be a problem. And I'm not saying they're being insincere. I'm just saying this is beneficial. From the jump, Clemson and Trevor have said he does have symptoms. So often we hear about college football players. 3 players tested positive, they're all asymptomatic. Once you acknowledge that you're asymptomatic, guess what you can't do? Count from the onset of symptoms. Why? Because you don't have any.
Right.
They have, from the jump in this situation, said that Trevor Lawrence has symptoms. So the next question is, when do the symptoms arise? Given that Clemson's normal testing schedule is Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, that means that he was not tested Monday or Tuesday. So can you say that his symptoms started on Monday and we're going to count from there? I don't see why you can't. On one hand, it might be the truth. On the other hand, how do you prove it's not? Because do you know how easy it is to have COVID-19 symptoms? Even if you don't have COVID-19?
Sure.
You know what the symptoms are? There's like a million of them.
Yeah.
Like, I you know what today? My wife walked upstairs probably about, 11 o'clock. She was like, what are you doing? I was laying in the guest bedroom. I was tired. Now, I think I was just tired because I've been working a lot, getting up very early, staying up later than I should. But that is technically a COVID-19 symptom.
It's true. Fatigue.
Fatigue.
Yep.
Your nose running a little bit? Have you coughed today? Did you take a deep breath once? I'm not trying to be dismissive of all this stuff. I'm just saying, if you were trying to say I had a COVID-19 symptoms 2 days before I tested positive, it ain't hard to do. Did you feel tired? Yeah. COVID-19 symptom. You had it on Monday. Hey, were you tired at any point on Monday? Yeah. Think so. Well, then you had symptoms on Monday. We're counting from Monday, the 26th, as opposed to Wednesday, the 28th. So I would imagine that's the way this is going to go down. At some point, Clemson will say for the record that Trevor Lawrence's symptoms that they've already said he has started a day earlier than his positive test or even 2 days earlier than his positive test, and that will give them a window to get him back on the field in time for Notre Dame. Still, there are big questions. How's he going to feel? You watch Cam Newton since he came back from COVID-19?
Hasn't been great.
Right. Now, that might just be because Cam Newton's not great. I don't know. But he looked good. He got COVID. He isolated. He came back. He hasn't been good. That's the Cam Newton story this year. So it's possible that won't apply to Trevor Lawrence, but we don't know that. And obviously Trevor Lawrence is not going to be playing against NFL defenses, and he's so much better than college defenses that it might not matter to that extreme. But it's something to consider. Either way, it sets up for a lot of drama. Not unlike the drama connected to Alabama-Georgia just a few weeks ago when we were wondering, is Nick Saban going to coach or not? Obviously, we found out early on Saturday of that game that Saban's positive was a false positive. He'll be good to go. But we really might go into that Saturday still not knowing whether the leading candidate for the Heisman Trophy, the future number one pick of the NFL draft, the quarterback of the nation's number one ranked team is going to play in a primetime road game against top five Notre Dame. We might really wake up Saturday morning, next Saturday morning, and not have an answer to that question by then. And then the next question, if he does play, is how effective can you be? Because nobody's arguing about this. He's going to go 2 weeks without touching a football.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's going to get 3 days of practices in and then go play at Notre Dame. He is basically going to go 2 weeks without practicing and then be asked to go out on a field and be the top five team if he goes onto that field at all. It's a not unexpected story when you're trying to play football in the middle of a pandemic, but it is still a big story when the face of your sport gets sidelined in this way. I'll talk to Dan Walken about it next.
All 75 Mustang 2.99 Mirage LHO 10129, G4 LHF 07863, Eclipse LZO 15893, includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
How about a brand new ride that gets 43 mpg highway, seats 5, plus costs less than $4 a day? We Gossett at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. Buy for $11,1 or $99 a month. 2020 G4, 41 mpg highway, $139 a month, or buy for $12,4 35, and 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, 19107 or 229 a month. Plus, confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage, 99 a month. Mirage G4, 139 a month. And Eclipse Cross, 229 a month. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
A university freshman was about to have her first blind date. Her roommate was making all the arrangements and asked whether she preferred Southern boys or Northern boys. A Midwesterner, she was innocently unaware of such subtle distinctions and asked what the difference was. Her worldly wise roommate answered, "Southern boys are more romantic. They will take you walking in the moonlight and whisper sweet nothings in your ear. Northern boys are more active. They like to go places and do exciting things." The girl pondered the contrast and then asked wistfully, "Could you please find me a Southern boy from as far north as possible?" The story suggests our lack of decisiveness. It can't be. Life on Earth is life in the making, involving constant choice. One, does my choice offer meaning beyond today? And two, will what results be good for others as well for myself? I'm Shane Stanford of Christ Church Memphis. You matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
Advance is helping you get your engine ready for the road this holiday season with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x speed perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Imagine hearing the rumble of a volcano steps from your home. You rush to the window, only to see a dark smoke filling the sky. This is what the citizens of Pompeii experienced when Mount Vesuvius erupted in October 79 AD. Who were these people? How did they live? How did they die? Uncover Pompeii, Disaster Street, and thousands of other documentaries at curiositystream.com.
This is Jeff Calkins, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for some time now. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need, and it's the place to go when your computer breaks down or gets one of those pesky viruses. They've been repairing computers honestly for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigative reporter ever, Andy Wise.
Thanks, Jeff. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. Lee's team helped me uncover some pretty bad actors, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. And for almost three decades, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. If you want the peace of mind that your computer problem is going to be solved honestly, then there's only one wise choice. That's Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is their phone number. That's 360-9679. Like Andy said, if you want to deal with someone you can trust, then deal with Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park or on the web, coopersystems.com.
And check out their consumer protection credentials at andywisechoices.com.
People, it happened again at the Fitz. Another big jackpot winner. Alice from Missouri came in and hit a jackpot for $167,594. How do you like them apples? And while winning big jackpots is pretty much business as usual at the Fitz, don't you try telling Alice that. Girl is in seventh heaven, just rolling in that dough. So what are you waiting for? Since the Fitz is just giving out money, come get some. Because, you know, luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perk Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right?
There was a chance as of, I don't know, this morning that Memphis's third game in the crossover classic, one way or another, could be against Utah in South Dakota. Now there's a 0% chance of that happening because Utah is no longer in the crossover classic because Utah's administration has decided we're not traveling to a place where COVID-19 numbers are rising to uncomfortable levels. We'll get into that story in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now, national columnist USA Today is Dan Wolkin. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Dan, obviously COVID-19 numbers are going the wrong direction basically everywhere in this country, so it should not be surprising when anybody tests positive, even the face of college football, long-haired quarterback for the nation's number one team, but still, it was a big headline, a big story. Trevor Lawrence tests positive. What, if anything, does this mean for Clemson in the short term?
Well, it means that they're going to have to play a freshman, a really highly rated freshman, but still, you know, freshman who's not really done much so far in games. And that's probably not going to be an issue for them against Boston College, although certainly, you know, that game could get uncomfortable if you have a couple turnovers or mishaps during the game. But I think the bigger issue, and it's what everybody's been talking about since last night, is Clemson has got Notre Dame next week, and depending on how you read the protocols, depending on when Trevor Lawrence tested positive, when he showed symptoms, what the protocol is for return to play, is he going to be available for Notre Dame? And I think we all sort of operate under the assumption that Clemson is going to do whatever it takes, regardless of whether or not it's exactly within the protocols or not, to get him on the field for Notre Dame. And the fact that some of this stuff is gray area and leeway, it definitely makes it really intriguing.
So the positive test was reportedly administered on Wednesday. If you start the count from there, it becomes very difficult to try to figure out a way he would be available for the Notre Dame game. But part of the ACC protocols is that you start the 10-day isolation either when you take the test that is a positive or when you had an onset of symptoms. And so, listen, I'm not trying to suggest anybody's being insincere. This might actually be the truth, but I am expecting at some point to read that Clemson and or Trevor Lawrence is on the record saying that his symptoms started on Monday as opposed to Wednesday.
Well, sure. But then there's this other issue of acclimatization.
Right.
There's a process for that, which can be like a couple days. The reality is, even on the best possible timeline, Trevor Lawrence would be going into that game against Notre Dame with no practice time. So what does that mean? So there's just a lot of different things, but obviously the stakes are high, I guess. You know, I sort of am of the mindset and have been from the beginning that, like, wins, losses, whatever in this year, it's just kind of you throw up your hands. Like, this is not a normal year, and I don't think we should treat it as such. But obviously, if you're playing the game, you want to win the game, and it is important to Clemson, I guess. So I'm sure they'll do whatever they need to do.
Obviously, that game scheduled for next Saturday night will be massive. In theory, two undefeated teams, two top five teams. But is it true that the loser of that game still has an obvious path to the playoff? It's just beat the winner of that game when you get to an ACC championship game. In other words, let's say Clemson, either with or without Trevor Lawrence, loses that game. If they run the table and then beat Notre Dame at the end, they're back in. And the same is true, I've read, for Notre Dame. So in that regard, how big of a game is it?
Yeah, well, that's the working assumption, is that this would only be the first of two meetings, right, and that Notre Dame would likely make the championship game even if they lost. Same goes for Clemson, because it's top two in the ACC. They're not doing divisions this year. Notre Dame's, both of them have pretty manageable schedules otherwise. So I think the assumption is that the rematch would matter a lot. Maybe they both get in. You know, they split, things fall the right way. I don't know that anybody really knows. Of course, you know, we're just now getting the Big Ten back online. We don't know what's going to go on in the Pac-12. We don't really know. I would think, and I think we all believe, that the committee is going to take COVID, people who are missing because of COVID, into account, whether that's players or coaches. And especially if you're talking about Clemson, given the brand name that they have, given all the other factors that go along with how good they are, that a loss would not be all that damaging to their playoff hopes.
Talking to Dan Wolkin from USA Today's on Twitter, at Dan Wolkin. As I mentioned at the top, we live in a country where a certain percentage of Americans have just decided they don't care about this virus. Some don't even believe it's a thing, but the numbers are the numbers, and the numbers are trending in the wrong direction. I know some people don't care about just positive tests, so I'll leave that out. Hospitalizations are up. Deaths are up. Do you think this is going to get worse for college football at a time where, you know, the President of the United States is saying that we've turned the corner?
Yeah, I think college football is susceptible to all the issues that other populations are. And I know that schools have tried their best to keep people somewhat contained within a quasi-bubble, but you know, reality of the situation is that people are going to go do normal things. I don't know where or how Trevor Lawrence got COVID, but he got it somewhere, and he got it somewhere outside the Clemson football bubble. And I think it's just sheer luck, probably in his case, that it didn't spread around to other people. They said he lives alone, but most college football players have roommates, and their roommates are generally other college football players. So, you know, that's one of the issues with the contact tracing and how this thing spreads as well. And so, yeah, I think the numbers getting to a certain point will impact what happens with college football teams. I think we saw that with Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin has been a hot zone for COVID recently. I don't think anyone can be surprised that the Wisconsin team had a bunch of positives. So, I think for the Big Ten, they're going to lose these games because they didn't build in any margin for error. But at the same time, like, if you look at the SEC, their margin for error is basically gone. Like, you can only move the pieces on the chessboard so many times. You know, any further cancellations for some of these teams will simply be games that they weren't able to play.
Speaking of the SEC, Lane Kiffin, the Ole Miss coach, said earlier this week that going to a 10-game conference-only schedule was a mistake. His point more or less being that, listen, I'm trying to build a program here, and you know, playing nothing but SEC teams is not good for me, and it's not good for other programs like mine. Does he have a point?
No. I think it's a frustration level, certainly. The guys who started new jobs, you don't have a game against an FCS team, or you don't have a game against UTEP in there to give you some confidence and work out some kinks. You're thrown right into the fire, and you don't really have any easy games. But this is just a unique year. And I think what the commenters have decided, and I think probably accurately, is that the best way that they can deal with a lot of the logistical problems is just to keep things mostly as in-house as possible. That every team is doing the same thing in terms of their protocols. That is the best way to try to mitigate any issues. And I don't know that it's foolproof. It's not foolproof. We've seen that it isn't. But at the same time, I'm sorry, you know, that this year's hard. It's hard for everybody, you know. And so that's just my standard comment to people complaining about competitive issues. I just don't think your competitive issues are all that meaningful right now.
After 1 week of the Mike Leach era at Mississippi State, things looked good. After four games, not so good. They've lost three straight, and I believe at this point everybody has left the program. No more players at Mississippi State. What do you make of what's happening in Starkville? Can you explain what's happening in Starkville?
Well, I think it's fairly predictable. I mean, look, Mike Leach, as we know, is not for everyone. And he basically said after they lost that game a couple weeks ago that there was going to be a purge, and the guys who weren't on board with him and weren't on board with the philosophy or whatever, that they're going to be gone. Now, the problem with that, I think, is typically when coaches do that or when they try to do that, it's with programs that have been at the bottom. You know, you take over a program that's not been successful, you get a new job, and there are certain people who just aren't going to buy in, and they leave. Everyone knows that that happens. People get run out. It is what it is. But it's not like Mississippi State had been a bad program. In fact, Mississippi State had been somewhat successful. I mean, they've been to 10 straight bowl games. They've not been at the bottom of the SEC, even if they did not win as much last year under Joe Moorhead as they had hoped to. So I think, I think that's going to rub some fans the wrong way unless they get this thing turned around. It's easy to say that the reason we're not winning is because it's guys who don't buy in, but if a bunch of guys leave and you're not replacing them with better players, and I think it's a question mark whether he can or not, then it will only hasten his long-term issues that a lot of people believe are coming no matter what.
The University of Memphis has a big game tomorrow. Kicks at 11 a.m. Central on ESPN. It is at No. 7 Cincinnati Tigers with an opportunity to upset a top-10 team for the first time since 1996. Cincinnati's 4-0, 6.5-point favorite. How good is that Cincinnati team?
Well, they've been really, really good so far. I thought they might have a little trouble with SMU and that offense, which has been putting up points on everybody, and Cincinnati just shut them down. And that's been their calling card, has been defense. They've been able to stop high-powered teams. You know, they certainly, I think, have circled this game against Memphis because of what happened last year when Memphis beat them 2 weeks in a row to win the conference championship. I'm sure that Cincinnati has been using that as motivation the entire offseason. And I think Memphis is going to have a very tall task to try to score points on that team. So Cincinnati, look, I don't want to say that they're really in the playoff mix because we know how this generally goes for group of five teams. But as impressive as they've been, if they can get a win tomorrow over Memphis, you know, you at least have to throw them in the conversation.
Wrapping up here with Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Last thing before I let you go, you live in Georgia, which has become a really interesting place heading into this election on Tuesday. Suddenly, it appears at least that maybe it's more up in the air on the presidential level than we thought. And obviously, your Senate races have gotten interesting over the past week. What's it like watching all that up close over the past week or so?
Yeah, I mean, Georgia's – I mean, I moved here in 2013, and, you know, the Atlanta metro area has changed and grown a lot even since then. It's certainly been interesting because, yeah, you've got candidates coming to Georgia the final 2 weeks of the election. Donald Trump is going to be in Georgia, I believe, this weekend. Kamala Harris is coming to Atlanta this weekend. So – a lot of activity. I think they've almost very close to the number of people who voted in 2016 have already voted early in Georgia, so the turnout's going to shatter records and be massive. You know, what that means, I don't think anybody really knows, but it's a very it seems like it's going to be pretty close, and so a lot of eyes are going to be on Atlanta Tuesday night.
That is Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Make sure you're reading him, usatoday.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Dan Wolkin. Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. That's Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Have you followed this Senate race in Georgia at all between David Perdue and this 33-year-old?
No.
Okay, so they had a debate. They're supposed to have another debate, and this the senator, David Perdue, canceled it because this 33-year-old, who is picking up real steam, for lack of a better word, just talked wild right to his face. Google it.
What do you mean?
It was an incredible visual that might not have worked if you were just listening to the debate, or not worked as well.
Uh-huh.
But he basically just right to his face went through a bullet point list of all of these things. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? Why did you do that? Answer me. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? Why can't you answer me? Just answer the question. And the guy is just staring straight ahead, won't even look at him. And it was such a bad look that the dude just said, you know what, we're not debating anymore. I'm not putting myself in that situation anymore. So it was a clip that went viral pretty quickly. And now suddenly Senate races in Georgia seem to be up in the air. The electoral votes in Georgia seem to be up in the air in a way that they're not normally. So Georgia has become an interesting place leading into next Tuesday. We'll see what happens there. When we come back, there are now only 7 teams officially in the crossover classic that the Tigers are scheduled to play in next month in South Dakota. Utah is out. Why? It's because of rising COVID-19 numbers in the state of South Dakota. We'll get into that next.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. I downloaded mine, got my $50. We are just a few days away from sports betting being launched in Tennessee. So get the app and get the promo code. Again, it's Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
2020 has already been scary enough. This weekend on 92.9 FM ESPN, Scary Good Sports. Saturday, Mississippi State taking on Alabama, the Crimson Tide. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m. live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Sunday, NFL Titans and Bengals at noon.
Memphis in the Mid-South, smart speaker sports station. Simply say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman
for the Mississippi Supreme Court.
Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
You get to choose that gossip Kia on the Pike. Right now, take your pick from 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. Plus the all-new 2021 Kia K5 with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume than Toyota Camry. Plus a warranty that blows Toyota away with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Now $189 a month lease, 36 months. And get 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So get your Kia on at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24-7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
Leases 3149 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, 10,000 per year, 20 cents, excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte ME275992, MSRP 20,510, Sol L706-3372, MSRP 21885, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602609, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. The Smile Center, it's Dr. Maddie Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients. And needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. That means pre-screening, temperature checks, air purifiers with HEPA filters everywhere, and a limited number of people in the waiting room and clinical areas. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those of you who've lost your dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. If you have dental insurance, let me ask you this. Have you used all of your insurance benefits for 2020? If not, you should do that before the end of the year, and there's nobody better to do it with than the Smile Center. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vient tu.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer is Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the card dealer.
Big Old Sports Betting is coming to Tennessee soon. And by soon, I mean Sunday. Yeah, you'll be able to legally bet on the NFL come Sunday. And the best way to do it is with DraftKings. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world. They've created America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. And to celebrate this momentous event, DraftKings is giving everyone who registers now a $50 free bet to use once DraftKings Sportsbook is fully operational in Tennessee, which, again, will be on Sunday. So go download the app right now and use code WMFS. That's WMFS when you sign up. That's how you're going to get a $50 free bet to use once mobile sports betting hits in Tennessee. I've got the app on my phone. You can get it on yours. Then use code WMFS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Jeff Calkins is going to be here in the next segment. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
The Crossover Classic in South Dakota, an event the University of Memphis Tigers are scheduled to play in next month, is now down to seven teams. Only temporarily, at least in theory, but at this moment down to seven teams, and that is because Utah has withdrawn from the event, citing rising COVID-19 numbers in the state of South Dakota. Right now, South Dakota has the second fastest COVID case rate per 100,000 people in the United States. South Dakota is number two. Guess what's number one?
Don't say Tennessee.
No. I mean, not, no. The answer is no.
Okay.
North Dakota.
Okay. So the
Dakotas are getting hit hard right now.
Yeah.
And so Utah, which is a Pac-12 school, the Pac-10 obviously has been more careful with this virus than most other conferences. Remember, that's the league that initially said we're not even playing basketball until at least January. And then they backtracked on that. They said, okay, we're going to play basketball because now we've got daily antigen testing and we think we can get through this. But then they see the numbers skyrocketing in South Dakota. They said, well, we're not sending one of our teams there because the problem is that Utah goes to South Dakota and they can call it a bubble all they want to. It's not. It's not a bubble. It's a controlled environment with more restrictions than you would have if you went to the Maui Invitational 2 years ago. But it's not a bubble like the NBA bubble. So you send in your team to South Dakota, and then they're coming back to Utah, and then guess what they're scheduled to start doing first week of December? Play Pac-12 teams. And so the Pac-12 is like, no, you're not doing
it.
Yeah, we're not sending you there and then having you come play, UCLA, 10 days later. So you're not going. So Utah's not going. The event is going to try to find a team to replace Utah, and I'm sure they will. Everybody's scrambling right now because the Disney stuff got canceled. So they will find a replacement. But what'll be interesting to see is if any other team pulls out of this event. Because I said earlier in the week when the Disney thing fell apart that everybody had agreed, because Jeff asked me on his show, like, well, what happened at Disney have any impact on South Dakota where the Tigers are supposed to be? And I said, no, because the problem at Disney more or less was they could not agree on testing protocols. One school wanted to do it this way. One school wanted to do it that way. Finally, ESPN said, Disney's in charge. You do what Disney wants to do or we ain't doing this. They said, well, we don't think we. And they said, we ain't doing this. Just forget it. We don't need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
In South Dakota, the point I made is that everybody has agreed to the testing protocols. So you should be fine. And that is still true to this day. Utah isn't saying we don't agree with the testing protocols, so we're not coming. They're saying South Dakota seems like a dangerous place right now, so we're not coming. And though Utah is run by different people than the people who run Texas A&M or Wichita State or even Memphis, if the numbers continue to go in the wrong direction, it's not impossible to imagine another school saying, we're not going to send our basketball team there and then bring them back here. Because though your basketball players are basketball players, they are also members of your community. And one of the reasons a lot of European nations are banning travel from region to region is that they don't want you traveling from one part of the country to a more dangerous part of the country, possibly getting the virus and then bringing it back to your not quite as dangerous part of the country. And so right now, I believe in France, they have banned region-to-region traveling. Like, where you live is where you need to stay. And so, again, I'm not predicting this, but I could certainly envision a scenario where, let's just say, the administration at Ohio State says, we're not sending our basketball team to South Dakota, given the direction South Dakota's heading, and then bringing them back to Columbus, Ohio, to possibly have them spread the virus throughout our community. Again, that is essentially what Utah has decided here. And so I guess I would say right now, I wouldn't predict that on October 30th, but there's a lot of days between October 30th and November 25th, which is when this event is supposed to start. And like I said, as a country, we have tens of millions of people who have either decided this virus wasn't something they cared about from the jump, or have decided recently, this virus is not something I care about anymore. You know, even the president says we have turned the corner. Now, it's not true at all. There's literally nothing to back that up. But he still says it, and people believe him. Some people. And so this is where we're at. But there are 46,000 Americans hospitalized right now with COVID-19. 46,000 Americans hospitalized right now with COVID-19. Hospitalizations are up week over week. Deaths are up week over week. And we are setting records when it comes to positive cases. And as I'm sure you know by now, the hospitalizations and the deaths tend to lag 10 days, 14 days behind the positive results. So this is going to get worse over the next week or two or three. Like all your dumb friends who said, this will all be over the day after the election. Nah, it's going to get worse after the election. No matter how the election goes, this is about to get worse. And so from a basketball perspective, you might see teams all over the country from coast to coast start saying, we're not going to travel under these circumstances. Because if there's one thing we've learned from college football, it is that the traveling seems to be the thing that makes you more susceptible than just staying in the controlled environment that you've created on your campus. So right now, it's just Utah. And fingers crossed, it'll stay just Utah. But as always, we'll see.
Story number two.
Mike D'Antoni has a new job, and it is not as a head coach in the NBA. He will now be an assistant for Steve Nash with the Brooklyn Nets. And I saw somebody tweet earlier today, there's like two or three people on Steve Nash's staff who are now undeniably more qualified to coach the Brooklyn Nets.
It's going to work out great.
Than Steve Nash. But I don't mind it because I know that Steve Nash has no coaching experience at all. I also know that we've watched people succeed with no coaching. Steve Kerr had no coaching experience. He's got three championship rings
now. That's
true. You know, I've for a while believed that the people who can coach, and people who can't. And there are examples of people who had never coached before, but once they started doing it, they were awesome right from the jump. In college, guys like Fred Hoiberg, Brad Stevens. You know, who was Brad Stevens a day before he got hired at Butler? Very quickly he established himself as one of the great coaches in college basketball. Now he's one of the great coaches in the NBA. You know, Steve Kerr had never coached. Now he's probably a Hall of Fame coach. And so if Steve Nash has the stuff to be a successful coach, then he has the stuff to be a successful coach. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And clearly somebody believes that he does. That's why he's been given this opportunity. It's not because he's a two-time former MVP. It's not because he's good-looking. It's not because he's got great friends on the Brooklyn roster. It's because somebody somewhere thinks that he can do this. And so I think it takes a pretty interesting level of security and self-confidence to surround yourself with people who are obviously more experienced than you and more successful than you, like Mike D'Antoni. Now, D'Antoni was Nash's coach in Phoenix when Nash was winning these MVPs and they were, you know, playing 7 seconds or less basketball. So Nash knows what he's about. D'Antoni knows what he's about. They clearly have a good relationship. So I don't see this and go, why don't you just make Mike D'Antoni the coach and you know, skip this whole Nash thing? Like, I'm fascinated by how it'll unfold. But the people who completely roll their eyes at it, I don't get that at all. And Steve Nash has got two of the best players in the world on his roster. Weirdos, but still two of the best players in the world. And then he's got one of the more accomplished basketball coaches in modern history sitting right beside him. Like, that's something you can learn from in every walk of life. Surround yourself with people who might be more qualified than you, who might have more experience than you. Particularly if you're inexperienced, it might end up helping you and be the thing that allows you to succeed. And if that's the way it goes for Steve Nash, it won't surprise me at all.
Story number three.
So I told you yesterday I didn't care anything about this Thursday night football game because it was two bad teams and some of the stars that would normally be on the field weren't going to be there. Whatever. And I went home and I was doing other things. I really didn't turn it on, but I saw people tweeting about it. Teddy Bridgewater this and Teddy Bridgewater that. And I sort of got interested in it because the Teddy Bridgewater story is an awesome story.
It is.
And so at some point I turned it on, and then I ended up watching it till the very end. Didn't end well for Teddy Bridgewater or the Carolina Panthers. They lose 25-17, but it was interesting because Bridgewater gets hurt. Then he comes back. And how about the Carolina players trying to fist fight Atlanta after they hit Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah, that was cool.
If you're Andy, you're Andy Dalton watching that,
that's sad.
You're like, why didn't my teammates do that?
I feel bad for Andy.
Like the hits they're not identical, but they're close.
Very close.
Very close.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Cowboys were like, so what? He's our redheaded backup quarterback. Who cares? And the Panthers were ready to fight the Falcons.
Yep.
Now, I wonder if that is because they...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.